build the framework for the world of mitzvah haba ba'aveira, not, you know, working off of the questions that I raised that you should look into when seeing the Rishonim, and believe that bli neder next year we will fill in the framework. We'll hopefully be able to deal more with the details of the framework and how it fits into the sugi over here in Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. The sugi as a whole, we saw that Rav Yochanan holds that to understand why the Zecher LeMikdash of Netilas Lulav cannot be done with a Lulav HaGazel is because of this concept called Mitzvah Haba Ba'aveira. The Masoras HaShas, he sent you to Brachos Mem Zayin Amud Beis, and then from there you will find the other places where this concept is brought. But the problem is not so much where the concept is brought as where also it's not brought. Namely, that we have sugyas that we would expect to see the concept of mitzvah baba avera brought down there to explain halachos, and it is missing. And this is what the Rishonim basically dealt with to try and understand what exactly is this framework of mitzvah haba ba'aveira. Why does it pop up in certain sugyas and doesn't pop up in others? So Tosus al-Atar raises the sugya of lulav shel asheira, a lulav of avodah zarah. We would expect that we would find there the concept of mitzvah ba'aveira. And at the very end, and he answers it, and we'll see what his answer is. At the very end of Tosus, he just leaves a tema. Why in the sugya of matzas tevel, in which every biteful of matzah is an avera, why over there is mitzvah haba ba'avera not brought? And that he just leaves as a tema. The sugya on Tosus on Daf Tesem at Aleph was bothered al atar by the sugya over there of sukkah gzula. Sukkah gzula, we would have expected also that we would have the concept of mitzvah baba vera, and it's not found. And so the different approaches to explain why somewhere it is found and somewhere it's not found will help us sort of flesh out the dinim of mitzvah baba vera. One of the issues that one can raise is what plane of chumrah is this din of mitzvah baba vera. Tosus al atar and daf lamed amud aleph assumes that we are dealing with a din d'oraisa, and therefore Tosos takes for granted if we're dealing with a d'oraisa hu hadin b'chol mitzvos, it should be across the board. In other words, when you're dealing with a din d'rabanan, so sometimes rabanan focused in on a particular aveira or a particular mitzvah, but a din d'oraisa should be across the board. Yes.
What's the source of it? In the Gemara here, it seems to say the pasuk from.
Excellent. Okay. In other words, the source that it would be a din d'oraisa is basically from a Gemara that Tosus does not quote by us, but Dafka Tosus on Daf Tesem and Aleph quotes that Gemara. No, not so much. To say to prove that it's a d'oraisa, so look on Tosus on Daf Tesem and Aleph after he offers his thesis, he points out. The kasha, smack in the middle of Tosus, umiyu kasha mi perak hanizakin, that we have a gemara in Gittin on Daf Nun Hey gabe chatos gezula shelo noda lerabim de mechaperes do amar ula be gemara bein noda vuga bein lo noda ena mechaperet my taima, and the gemara over there, in other words, the Augustine gemara over there is that of mitzvah ba'avera. And we see that it's a ma'akeva kapara. Kapara is a din d'oraisa. In other words, that would be the push to say that it's a din d'oraisa. What Maharan is pointing out is what the Ramban points out. The Ramban quoted by the Maharam Chalva'a, he's of the opinion that mitzvah abba ba'aveira is a drabanan. And two lines from the bottom, he points out that three lines from the bottom. Ella de kevon de hayi sura de rabbanan who did me divrei kabbalah yalfinan la das machinu rabbanan akra. In other words, that the moment that we have psukim, all the psukim that are brought on daf lamed, be it the pasuk that we have from Malachi, be it the pasuk that we have from Yeshayahu, we're dealing with divrei kabbalah. Divrei kabbalah means we're dealing with drabbanans. So if we say that we're dealing with a d'oraisa, then all these questions of why the concept is missing in certain sugyas are very, very powerful, v'tema. But if it's a din drabanan, then what does Tosfos and Daf Testament Aleph point out? And that's Tosfos' understanding. Yesh lomar, the time of the mitzvah baba veira lavdo reisa, ela drabanan. That then, what is the Gemara searching for when it leaves out the katzav mitzvah baba veira? Adindoraisa, namely in Achinami. Certainly, all these areas would be possible because of mitzvah b'avera, but that would be on a drabanan plane. The Gemara searches for psukim, so the Gemara has the pasuk of lachem for the world of sukkah. Chagasukh taseh lacha shivas yamim. That we have a din d'oraisa that would exclude l'mi'ute gzula. Or in the world of Tevel, that's what the Ramban points out, that the Gemara searches for a din d'oraisa called she'eni suro mishum baltochal chametz ela mishum baltochal Tevel. In other words, the drasha of Rabbi Shimon to bring it to a d'oraisa plane. So one approach is that really we have a din b'chol ha-Torah kula of mitzvah b'avera, and simply those sugyas where it's left out is because the sugya is searching for a psul d'oraisa, which would go beyond mitzvah b'avera. Okay? But if the moment you hold mitzvah b'avera is a d'oraisa, of course this direction would fall off, and so Tosfos by us will have to give an alternate explanation. That sugya itself, we'll return to it in Yirtzeh Hashem on Yom Revi'i, but the sugya itself in Perek HaNizakin is not so obvious that we're dealing over there with the world of mitzvah b'avera. That's the Rabbeinu Tam's understanding of the sugya. But that is totally in the factors of Yeyush Kani, Yeyush Lo Kani, which you realize is a complicated sugya that we will deal with in Yirtzeh Hashem on Yom Revi'i. And depending as to what level of kinyan we're dealing with over there, we'll know whether the issue of kapara is an issue of mitzvah b'avera, or it's an issue of korbano v'lo hagazel, simply that this korban never got off the ground, that this korban cannot be mechaper mitzad the fact that it doesn't really belong to the individual who is bringing it. So that's one direction, the question of is it d'oraisa drabanan. The second is taking the phrase mitzvah haba b'avera and trying to focus in on each of the words. Mitzvah haba b'avera, does this necessarily apply to all mitzvahs? Tosfos and Daf Tesemet Aleph and Tosfos and Daf Lamed, namely Tosfos that we have on the page in Sukkah, assumes yes, that it really should apply across the board. But what did you see in Tosfos quoted by the Maram Chalva'a? So it was a Tosfos that we don't have on our pages, but we have it brought in all of Chachmei Sfarad, the Maram Chalva, the Ritva, they all quote a Shita of Tosfos. What is a Shita of Tosfos?
It's a din Shevach.
It's a din in, well, Shevach is one aspect. Let's read the Lashon of Tosfos that we have quoted by the Maram Chalva. Kosvu Balei HaTosfos Delo Amru Mitzvah Ba'Baveira Ela B'Korban O belulav shemispalalim umishabchim bo, avol shar mitzvos lo. That it's limited to mitzvos as Ben pointed out, mitzvos of tefillah and shevach. Look at the formulation of the Ritva. The Ritva was bothered by the same issue on the Flamed Aleph. I didn't ask you to look at it, but hikshu hatosvos mikom makom. Kevan the tokfa mechaveru, if you steal a sukkah, ha'ika mitzvah haba ba'avera, v'tir tzu d'lamrina mitzvah haba ba'avera le'bedavar shu'ba l'ratzot. Something which is coming to serve as a plea to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he adds one more mitzvah, going, korban, shofar, v'lulav, v'kayotze bohem, aval sukkah she'en bo ritzui, leka mishun mitzvah haba ba'avera. That if you want to use a particular mitzvah as a means to an end, as a means to have a request of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a korban is a request for kapara, as a shofar is a request for rachamim, as a lulav is a request for gishamim and tlalim. In other words, that we have over here those mitzvahs that serve in a form of ritzui, there, the moment it's baba avera, then the ritzui is undermined, and that's pretty much the context of the psukim on daf lamed amed aleph, vehevesim gozel v'yasapiseach v'yasachola. In other words, would this be a meaningful ritzui? Ani Hashem ohev mishpat sonei gezel ba'ola. In other words, that a person wants to have a ritzui and is going to bring something which is gazul. It's sort of a tarte desastre. So this, of course, would explain why in Sukkah Gzula we don't find mitzvah baba veira being mentioned, and in Matzas Tevel we don't have mitzvah baba veira being mentioned. We're not dealing over here at all with the world of ritzui. It would also help explain why it is mentioned by the world of Hareshe Goz al Sa'a Shalchitim Tochana Ofa Vehifrish Mimena Chala Einze Mevarech Elamenaitz Lachora Chala. Has nothing at all to do with the world of Ritzui, but why over there would Mitzvah Baba Avera be brought in? Is the Gemara really dealing with Chala, Kwa Chala? Nachon, ain't a mevarech ela menayitz. In other words, a bracha. In other words, here we're dealing with a bracha. You can't make a bracha on something which is gazul. We're dealing with a pegam within the world within the world of ritzui. Once already we are limiting. So what, in other words, so Tosus limits it to three areas. He limits it or two or three areas. Korban, which is really the source of mitzvah b'avera. This is. The have in other words, the source in the Nevi'im is a world of korbanos, sone gezel be'ola. It's expanded by our sugya to the world of lulav. The Ritva mentions perhaps also the world of shofar. We'll have to come back to that. But we have a rishon who limits it even more. Yes, Arye?
Just going back to the chalan bracha.
Yes.
Doesn't every mitzvah have a bracha? You're saying chala,
the bracha. No. We're saying that the Gemara over there is basically saying that anything that has an avera, one should not make a bracha on. That it's in other words, ein ze mevarech ela mina'etz. That the issue over there isn't so much the afrashas chala. The issue is the bracha on the afrashas chala. That would be the issue.
But any other mitzvah has a bracha that's not.
So any mitzvah which is being done ben avera, one should not make a bracha on. One would not make a bracha. Namely, that the reason that mitzvah baba avera is not mentioned by achilas, by matzas tevel, is because tevel is not ritzui. But clearly, you would not make a bracha of achilas matzah on such a matzah because of mitzvah baba avera. Namely, that the Gemara over there in Baba Kama Daf Tzadi Dalet is telling you that we have a fourth category, the category of brachos. Brachos are not mitzvahs per se, except for Birkas HaTorah, perhaps. But brachos certainly come under this world of ritzui, halel, shevach, etc. Come into this world. But what option exists once we're already being metzamtzem, once we're already cutting down the din of mitzvah b'avera to certain mitzvahs, maybe not limiting it to these two or three, but rather two or three or four, but how could we really cut it down to the core?
Just korban.
Just korban. Is there such a rishon who has it just by korban?
It's the
Rambam. The Rambam, right? That as was pointed out, the Rambam in the Perusha Mishnayos came to me with the Meiri. The Meiri always begins by quoting the Rambam in the Perusha Mishnayos, and then he goes on to his own Perusha of the Mishnah, and then his Perusha of the Gemara. So even though the Rambam in the Perusha Mishnayos, so I just quoted it for you, mitzvah baba veira ina mitzvah lefi kachulav hagazol v'shel asherish l'nidachas pasul. Because of the world of mitzvah haba ba'avera. However, when the Rambam hits Hilchos Lulav over there, he points out that he ignores totally the whole world of mitzvah ba'avera. That we only have an issue of gezel biyom rishon bilvad, where it's lukachtem lachem, avo biyom tov sheni im shar hayamim hakol kosher. The Ravid raises it. Just a minute. Isn't gozel also possible all 7 days? Isn't gozel a din mitzvah baba avera? But with our sugya, the Rambam paskins like whom? Not like Rav Yochanan, but daf lamed amud aleph, like Rav Yitzchak, upliga de Rav Yitzchak. Namely, within our sugya itself, we have a machlokas. So the Rambam knocks, even though the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos felt that mitzvah baba avera would explain the psul of lulav hagozel for all 7 days, but he was chozerbo when he got to the Mishnah Torah. So of course, it's a machlokas amoraim, And here we're dealing with Shmuel, who agrees with Rav Yitzchak that we have a din of that mitzvah b'avera does not apply to lulav, so it's limited to korban. That's Rav Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach. Ein mevi'in es menachos u'nesachim lo men ha-tevel v'lo men ha-chadosh kodem la-omer v'lo men ha-medume ein tzorcha ma-orla kilo yakerem ne-shehi mitzvah ha-ba'a ba-avera she-ha-kodesh baruch hu-sona. He quotes the language of the pasuk that we have in Yeshayahu. So the Rambam, you know, takes Tosfos to the nth degree, namely limiting the world of mitzvah ha-ba'a ba-avera to the world, to the world of korban. Okay, so we have then so far two issues. One is it d'oraisa d'rabbanan. Second, is it across the board or is it limited? The limitation would help us understand certain sugyos, but which Rishon, aside from Tosfos over here. In Sukkah, both on Daf Tes and on Daf Lamed, which Rishon assumes that that the world of Mitzvah Ba'avera is across the board, applies to everywhere? The Me'iri. The Me'iri, sorry, but before the Me'iri? Mm-hmm. After the Bali HaTosus, accorded by the Maram Chalva, as saying that we have a limitation, that Lo Amr Mitzvah Ba'avera Ela Korban O Lulav, Aval HaRamban, and the Ramban quotes a Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi brings in mitzvah haba ba'avera by the world of kriya on Shabbos, kriya al hames on Shabbos. The Yerushalmi brings it in by matzah. So the Ramban also feels it goes beyond that. So if we're not going to limit it to the world of certain mitzvos, mitzvah haba'a ba'avera, we have the option of limiting it to certain averos. Which Rishonim go in that direction of limiting to certain averos? Excuse me? Not so much. Now again, Tosfos, quoted by the Maram Chalva, limits it to certain mitzvos. Korban, arba minim, and we pointed out perhaps shofar, perhaps bracha. Where do we have a Rishon who limits it to certain averos? That's the Ramban that we just quoted. Let's go back. Aval Ramban kasav that it applies across the board to all mitzvos. So if it applies to all mitzvos, why isn't it quoted over there by achilas matzas tevel? So the Ramban himself is of the opinion. I shouldn't say the Ramban. You're correct. The Ramban we already pointed out. The Ramban says that as we're dealing with an Iser Drabanan, and the Iser and the Gemara many times looks for a Din D'oraisa, but the Ramban quotes the Yerushalmi limits it to certain averos. Let's read the Yerushalmi together. The Garsinim be Yerushalmi beperek ha'oreg, the Yerushalmi, I think it's perek ha'fdalad, in Shabbos, gabe korea bechamoso o almeso. The question is, what if a person on Shabbos is korea b'chamaso, or a person is korea al meso? Do we have over here a chilul Shabbos mid'oraisa or a chilul Shabbos mid'rabbanan? Classically, we have a din of mekalkulim pturin, that if a person is korea on Shabbos shalom menas l'taken, so that's also d'rabbanan. But what if he's korea b'chamaso? He has this positive purpose of calming down himself or calming down the house. Or Korea al Meso, in which we have a mitzvah. So the Gemara in Yerushalmi quotes, Bayon Kame Rabbi Abba, Bamedi Itmar Hosam, Hashochet Chatoso Bishabos Kiper Umevi Chatos Acheres, namely that the korban that the individual brought was not possible. But in terms of his own chiyuv to bring a korban, if the korban was brought on Shabbos and it's a korban yochid, he has to bring a chatos acheres. So the question asked of Rabbi Abba was, af pacha lo yotza yedei kriya? If a person is korea al meso b'Shabbos, is he not yotze the din of kriya al hames? Lo chein amar Rabbi Shimon ben Yehotzadok. matzah gezuga eno yotze yedei chavaso bepesach. Maybe we could compare a kriya al hames b'shabbos to eating matzah gezuga. Matzah gezuga is a din of mitzvah b'avera. So lechora korea al meso b'shabbos, let's view it as a mitzvah haba b'avera. So Gemara Yerushalmi distinguishes amalon chametz higufa avera, but ramhacha hu avar avera. The Yerushalmi wants to distinguish between two types of averos. You have a gufa avera and you have an avar avera. When you have a gufa avera, we have a concept of mitzvah haba avera. When you have an avar avera, there is no concept of mitzvah haba avera. And the Yerushalmi brings a proof. Kach anu omrim hotzi matzah mirishus hayachid lirishus harabim eino yotze yidei chovaso bepesach bitmiya. Would anyone say that if a person carried a matzah from a rishus hayachid to rishus harabim and then he ate the matzah that he wouldn't be yotze the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach? That this, in other words, that we have over here two examples of avar avera and one example of gufa avera. Korea al meis b'shabas is avar avera. Eating a matzah that had been carried from rishus to rishus is avar avera. There is no din of mitzvah avera. However, gufa avera, eating a matzah gezula, that is mitzvah avera. How do you understand the Yerushalmi? What over here is the distinction? Again, the Yerushalmi is quoted by the Ramban simply to point out that mitzvah avera goes beyond korban. Mitzvah avera goes beyond lulav. But within the Yerushalmi itself, what do we see about the nature of mitzvah avera? What to which averas does it apply, and to which averas doesn't it apply? Chetzagavra, namely that when you have an avera which stamps the cheftza with a certain, to use the brisket terminology, with a chalos shame, that it stamps the object with a status, then we say that you cannot become a mitzvah without cheftza. That would be a mitzvah haba ba'avera. For example, gezel stamps the object which is gazul with a stamp of gazul. Can you give me another example aside from gezel? Gezel is the example that is brought in the Yerushalmi.
Well, the tomatoes tevel also.
What about macholos asuros? How do we deal with macholos asuros? How do we view tevel? Is tevel an iser for a gavra to eat? Or is there a chalos shame in tevel? Is there something in the cheftz of tevel? So yitachen, in other words, we just read a rishon a few minutes ago that the world of tevel and other macholos asuros would lend themselves to the world of mitzvah ba'avera. Maybe it's a din and chalos shame in the cheftza. That's the Rambam we just read. Emivim menachos and nesachim lo min hatevel lo min hachadash kodim la omer lo min hamedume. That perhaps, if we don't know if the Rambam agreed with this Yerushalmi, but if he did, it would be not far off to say that just as Gezel is a chalos shem b'cheftza, so also machalos asuros would be a chalos shem b'cheftza. Yes?
Why is it that Gezel would be a chalos shem, but Machal Shabbos wouldn't be a
chalos shem? If we're dealing with an Avera where we're dealing with a Maisa Avera, but there's nothing that you could put your finger on in terms of the object. When you are Korea on Shabbos, okay, let's say Korea on Shabbos, you're doing a Maisa Avera. And Zehu, you did the Maisa Avera, but the object, which is Karua, in other words, it's really no different than it was earlier. Muktza is a Drabonan category. It's not a Doraisa category. Mida Oraisa, this Begit Karua, you can wear, you can... You can carry. There's no, in other words, there is nothing which is built into the cheftza relating to the avera. Certainly, it's a beged karua, namely in terms of the fact that this is considered to be a beged karua that someone else could not use it to do kriya on, because it's not a beged shalem. Yeah, but there's nothing to do with mitzvah baba avera. Namely, we're dealing with is there a haloshem avera chilul Shabbos. Is not a chalos shem avera in the object. Again, we could have halachos That is, if you cook something on Shabbos, you can't eat it. But that's, you know, what we call Maisa Shabbos. But that's a din in the Gavra. That's why we distinguish. Party A cannot eat it, Party B can eat it. If it was done by Shogeg, can't be eaten. If it was done by Maisa, it can't be eaten. Those are din in the Gavra, generally. Yes?
Would one be able to do Mechalik between an Isser Lav and an Isser Asay?
Certainly, one could be Mechalik and say that all Yisurei Lav theoretically are dinim that relate to a Hefta as opposed to an Isra Asay that relates to a Gavra. But that would be more in terms of a world of Tam Ki Ikar, namely, to, in other words, how to what degree are the Yisurei Lav built into the Hefta? But over here we're dealing. You're correct. You know, is that on a plane of tam? There would be room to distinguish. And Isra say we wouldn't have a din of tam ki ikar. It would purely be a din in the gavra rather than in the chefza. But here we're dealing with: is there a chalos shame aveira on the object? And so in ma'acholos asuros, that perhaps yes. In gezel, yes. What other example could you give?
Thinking about teva a little more, it seems like maybe it's not the best example. It's not like you didn't do an avera to get teva. The default was teva. You have a chiyuv to remove the status of teva. But can you call it a masa avera?
No. It's not a maisa aveira. Lehefech, that the cheftza itself. In other words, can you call it a maisa aveira? What we're saying is that a cheftza that cannot be eaten is considered to be, and then you go ahead and try to do a mitzvah with it. That's a mitzvah hababa aveira.
But there was no avera has happened.
You're correct. Over here, the avera means that the cheftza contains within it an iser achila. That would be. I agree with you that
the lashon of avera becomes a little bit lav dafka.
Correct. Correct. In other words, but it means that when you were to eat something which had the potential of an avera, that would be a cheftza avera. A better example, you're correct, example more similar to Gozel would be the world of Avodah Zarah. Right? That the world of Avodah Zarah, that there we have this object, right, which is a ne'evad, which is Avodah Zarah. And that's why Tosus asked the question, why by Esrog da Asherah, why is mitzvah b'avera Abavera missing? That should be a prime example of mitzvah avera. But as opposed to distinguishing between different types of mitzvos, the Yerushalmi, black and white, distinguishes between different types of averos. And a matzah that was carried from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, there's no chalos shame in the matzah. There's nothing in the person did a matzah avera with that matzah. But that's different than a matzah that was stolen. And when you have two mitzvahs on which Maisa Averos were done. We have three mitzvahs on which Maisa... We have three matzos on which Maisa Averos were done, and perhaps in two of them you would have a mitzvah b'avera, and one of them you wouldn't. Eating a matzah gezula, that would be a mitzvah b'avera. Eating a matzah of tevel, that's close to a mitzvah b'avera. Eating a matzah that had been carried in Rishus HaRabim, or carried from Shayach to Sarabim, that according to the Yerushalmi is not a mitzvah above Avera.
So what about Averos that change the status of the Chatzah, but not to like a status that has any like Yisra in it per se? Like somebody Chasrulam kills somebody else with a matzah. So that changes the halakhic status of the matzah. But it's like not mitzvah by doing an Avera. But it's not like an Isser.
That's exact. That's would anyone say that you would be Yotze with a matzah that had been used as a weapon? that would be the Tmiya of the Yerushalmi. A Maisa Avera was done with the matzah, but didn't leave a Chalos Shem on the matzah.
But there was a new Chalos Shem on the matzah after that, because now it's Aviyos Latumba, which it hadn't been before, and that's like.
Whether tuma, in other words, but it's not a chalos shem avera.
Right, that's
what we're dealing with. We're dealing with over here a chalos shem avera. Avodah Zarah is chalos shem avera. Gozel is chalos shem avera. Eating of tevel is a chalos shem avera. Over here, there's no chalos shem avera. Clearly, you're 100% correct. We point out Maisa Shabbos is a chalos shem, but it's on the gavra. Yes.
If there's no chetza, let's say swearing falsely or blasphemy or something like that, so those those averos don't have a chatzah. It's only davar.
Correct, but there we would not have an ukimta mitzvah baba avera.
We would never introduce that there.
It would not be introduced in those situations. It doesn't get off the ground in those situations. L'cha'ora. Again, within the framework of the Yerushalmi. Okay, so this is also a way of dealing with our issue of distinguishing why sometimes we do find mitzvah b'avera being brought and sometimes not. The Ramban himself quotes the Yerushalmi, but not this chiluk of the Yerushalmi. He still quotes the Yerushalmi as a makar that mitzvah b'avera applies to all mitzvos. Right? But he doesn't get involved in the chiluk of the Yerushalmi regarding the gufa avera and the avar avera. However, there is one more very, very powerful distinction which we do find in the Rishonim, and that's the mitzvah haba'a ba'avera, in terms of the point of intersection between the mitzvah and the avera. What does Tosis by us say? How does he explain why mitzvah haba'a ba'avera is brought by lulav hagazel, but it's not brought by esrog shel asherah? Let's look in Tosis by us. V'yesh lomar, in the middle of the thin lines, d'lodami legezel, that an esrog of asherah is not similar to gezel, d'machmat avera tagezel ba'a hamitzvah shiyotze bo, aval hane otu machmas avera shenaz is bo mi nafik bay. What is Tosus's understanding of the phrase? If you were Schattenstein and you had to translate mitzvah haba'a ba'avera, how would you translate according to Tosfos?
The only way you can get to the mitzvah is by doing the avera.
That we have a cause and effect, a very clear relationship of soveiv u'misovav, that the mitzvah is being done because of the avera. So, when you steal arba minim, the mitzvah is being done because you stole the arba minim. That's how they got to your hands. But the fact that someone bowed down to this esrog has nothing to do with, there's no cause and effect between that avera and your mitzvah. So that's, you know, it's Tosis's distinction that we need a cause and effect as opposed to what? What other possible understanding would we have for mitzvah haba'a avera? In the Havamina, when we thought that an esrog of asherah would be mitzvah haba'a avera, so what would haba'a mean? In other words, before Tosis gave his explanation of cause and effect, of because.
You did an avera, and then use that object for a mitzvah.
In other words, but you would have to go a little even beyond that, even, in other words, within the Yerushalmi. In other words, we're dealing with the avera of Avodah Zarah, namely that you did an avera, and this object is still tainted with the avera, and simultaneously you are doing a mitzvah. Namely that we have a concept of bevasachas. If I have a mitzvah and an avera which coexist, that's a mitzvah haba'a avera. If the two of them coexist, l'chora, right? In other words, that the fact that I carried a matzah through Rishus HaRabim and then I eat it in my home, that l'chora would not be a mitzvah haba'a avera according to anyone. There's no, I shouldn't say according to anyone. Maybe within Tosfos, I have a cause and effect. How did I eat this matzah? Because I carried it to my home via an avera. Then we would have, that would be more of a cause and effect. But
I don't think Tosfos would go that far, because you could have eaten the matzah somewhere else. That's not really causal.
Okay, correct. It's not a necessary cause and effect. But according to the Manda Amar, that simultaneity, if I were to eat a matzah while carrying the Rishus HaRabim, that would be an issue. Do we have such a Rishon? Is there any Rishon that you saw that says that simultaneity is sufficient? Okay, move to the back of the Gemara. In my edition, it's Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis in the Ravid. Right, this is the famous Ravid of Lo Hameisim Yahal Luka. So, if you look three lines four lines above that, he points out ubenuschos hayeshanim v'hasvardim garsinan esrog beinyan shal ashera pasol mishum dehavele mitzvah haba ba'avera. Tosfos quotes his girsa and says it's a pure mistake, right? In other words, that it's just a mistake. But the Ravid says we have such a girsa uperusha de milsa. Why should an esrog of ashera be a mitzvah haba ba'avera? Afilu bekol ashera nami pasul, afilu lav de Moshe. If you're working off a mitzvah b'avera, it's not necessarily an ashera from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Umishum dimishani mirecha bitfisato, mashein came b'shar minim. That esrog of ashera is unique in the fact that that would be a mitzvah b'avera, as opposed to a lulav shel ashera would not be hadas or. Hadas is a question. Yeah. Arava of Asherah would not be. Why would an esrog be of an Asherah be a mitzvah b'avera?
Because you have
a
hana of water using it.
Because you have a hana of smelling the esrog while you are being yotzei the mitzvah. Why does he leave out over here? Hadas is an excellent question. But he says black and white. Mishun demishani mirecha b'tfisasa. Namely, the simultaneity of being neheneh from avodah zarah. While you are being yotze the mitzvah arba minim, that's called a mitzvah haba'a b'avera. Ukvar hirchafti b'chol zeh b'rayas b'ruros k'safti, etc., etc. Okay, so we have then a machlokas between Tosfos and Daf Lamed and the Ravid. What is the ba'aba? Does ba'aba mean a cause and effect, or does ba'aba mean a simultaneity, a coexistence of a mitzvah and avera? And in this area, I'd like to suggest that we have over here a third option within the Me'iri. Let's look at the Keta in the Me'iri on the Mishnah. V'shema tomar l'shitatenu. Suka gzula hech hichshirua. Why would a suka gzula be totally totally in the pasuk of chagasukos ta'aselecha? Why isn't it an issue of mitzvah baba avera? If we're dealing with a sukkah that was pre-built and you threw someone out of his sukkah and you went in, so karka ain't an exelus v'ain kang zela. So technically, we have a trespasser, but we don't have an avera of gezel. Ela gozal eitzim, if you steal the raw material, v'sikech behem, and use the raw material that you stole as schach, like in other words, you were to steal, I don't know, from, you know, where it's not from a store of schach, steal from the iria, in other words, steal, in other words, from someone else's tree. Ha mitzvah haba b'averahi. Ad shira'isi l'gdorei doro shehem idua shelo begazlan atzme lokeach min hagazlan. That we're dealing with situations of yeish and shinirishus that we'll get to by the avankari. Aval ein nirali came. The habehed ya'amru gazal eitzim v'sikech bohem. That's not the language of the Gemara. The language of the Gemara appears that we're dealing with the same individual. There's no shini rishus. Alma begazlan atzmo namra. Ela nira li, shahasuka eno yotze begufa. Vikarka olam hu yoshev. Ela shahasuka mekifaso. Vikol shekana'a einbo misha mitzvah haba ba'avera afilu berishon, even the first day of Sukkot. Ava lulav begufa hu yotze. V'roi legalgel alav din hamitzvah haba ba'avera. Okay, you got that? It says, the difference between lulav and sukkah, that in the world of lulav we have mitzvah ba'avera, and in sukkah perhaps we don't, is that the sukkah eino yotzei begufa, as opposed to lulav, begufa hu yotzei. Can you understand what the Me'iri is saying over here? Again, previously we saw the Yerushalmi use the same language in a different context. The Yerushalmi dealt with the world of Avera and said we have Avar Avera and we have Gufa Avera. But now we're dealing with the mitzvah. On the world of the mitzvah, the Me'iri is suggesting that we have a mitzvah She'eno Yotze Begufa and a mitzvah Begufo. Lulav is a mitzvah Begufo and Sukkah Eno Yotze Begufo. Can you use, in other words, simply reframe the Me'iri to a different set of terms that are more familiar to us? what would be the basic difference between the mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah, I mean, where the Meiri says that you didn't, the fact that the tzach is stolen is irrelevant to you. Bekarka olam hu yoshev, you are simply sitting in on ground. Elasuka mekifato, you know it's the sukkah is surrounding you, as opposed to lulav begufo hu yotze. Yes?
You say it's a difference between a kima mitzvah and a maisa mitzvah, that you're just sitting in a sukkah, you haven't done any action.
Exactly. In other words, the difference would be between what we classically call a kum va'ase and a shevi al ta'ase. When you're doing an act of mitzvah, when you're doing an act of mitzvah, and you're doing this act of mitzvah with a cheftza which was stolen, that relationship of mitzvah haba'a ba'aveira, I am doing an act with a cheftza of avera. That act that I'm doing the cheftza of avera, that's a psul of mitzvah ba'avera. But if I'm not doing any act with the cheftza, I am simply sitting in the cheftza shel mitzvah. I am being mekayim this b'shev v'al ta'aseh. I am a yoshev. I am a shev v'al ta'aseh. The sukkah, this davar hagazel surrounds me. I am not doing a maisa with it. Then I am purely passive. That's not called a mitzvah haba'a ba'avera. Ba'aba implies that I am doing an act with it. If I am not doing an act with it, then no. And the Meiri brings a fascinating raya. Ke'ein masha amru b'talmud ha'ma'arav. Again, it's not an equation. We're dealing over here with a similarity. Ke'ein masha amru in the Yerushalmi. Not the Yerushalmi that we've seen. Ma ben lulav l'shofar. We haven't yet dealt with the issue of mitzvah b'aveira in the world of shofar, but the Yerushalmi is assuming that there is no din of mitzvah b'aveira in the world of a stolen shofar. Why? Lulav begufo hu yotze. Shofar bekolo hu yotze, ve'ein bekol din gezo. As opposed to a lulav, when I'm doing a mitzvah with the cheftza of the lulav, in terms of shofar, assuming the mitzvah is lishmoa, kol shofar, not blowing the shofar, so I am listening, I am a shevi al ta'aseh, and via my shevi al ta'aseh, I am a mitzvah, that has nothing to do with mitzvah baba aveira. There is no cheftza shel mitzvah which on which I am doing a maisa mitzvah. I'm not doing any maisa mitzvah with the cheftza shel mitzvah. I am being mekayim the mitzvah with a chefza shel mitzvah, but that's not a mitzvah haba'ab. Ba'ab implies an act. Okay, so we have then three shitos of the nature of ba'ab. Is it a cause and effect relationship? That's Tosfos. Is it a simultaneity? That's the Ravid. Is it an act which is linked to the Avera? And that's the Meiri. So each of these will help us, in other words, understand why certain cases were brought as mitzvah b'aveira and certain cases were not. Some of these categories are broader and some of them are more narrow. So this then is the framework with which we'll be working. Then we take into account A, the world of Doraisa Drabanan. B, take into account the world of mitzvah. Are we dealing across the board? Limiting totally, right, down to a korban. Are we dealing with the world of avera? Are there certain types of avera that lend themselves and others that don't, like the Yerushalmi, gufa avera as opposed to avar avera? Or are we dealing with the ba'aba, with the interconnection, with the interrelationship between the mitzvah and the avera? Are we dealing with the cause and effect? Are we dealing with the simultaneity? Are we dealing with a with a maisa relating to the avera? Rav Yitzchak, who says that lulav hagazel, there is no din of mitzvah b'aveira, and we're going to come to Rav Yitzchak. So again, he can say there's no such concept mitzvah b'aveira, either doraisa or drabanan, no such din. Or he could say there is such a din, but it's limited. Or he can say that. That we're missing the ba'aba, that would be necessary. That would be difficult because in lulav you have a ma'isa, we have a simultaneity, and in the world of Gezel Lechora, we have the cause and effect. That would be very hard. But just this little one-line Tosus, I know I didn't send you there, but let's just look at it a minute on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, the bottom line. Mitoch sheyotzei b'shol yotzei b'gozel, hacha dafka shud rabbanim lo chayit shamitzvah b'aveira. That you could, the mitzvah b'aveira technically only applies to mitzvahs d'oraisa, not to mitzvahs d'rabbanim. In other words, simply that mitzvah b'aveira, particularly if it's a din d'rabbanim, so, in other words, so chad d'rabbanan amrinan, to have a mitzvah b'aveira on a d'rabbanan, that would be like a gzera, that would be something that would be taking it too far. Yes?
Sorry, maybe you mention this? Tosus on Daf Tes seems to say it's d'rabbanan.
Yes. Tosus on Daf Tes says it's d'rabbanan. Tosus on Daf Lamed assumes it's d'oraisa.
On the top page, I mean, just on the bottom page, seems to go back to d'rabbanan. I was also bothered by this.
The mitzvah over here, dafka shehu midrabanan, over here means zecher l'mikdash, not
right.
Mitzvah b'aveira.
Right, but like Rabbi just said that makes sense that line doesn't make sense if the whole business is drabon in the first place. I'm making a double drabon. But if the idea is a d'oraisa idea, then it's a very strange thing for us to say.
100%. No. So what you're pointing out is that this is a very important. In other words, since we have within Tosus and Sukkah two Balei HaTosus, one on Daf Tes and one on Daf Lamed, and whoever edited the Tosus to fit them onto the page, very clearly cut and pasted. Right. So he cut from the Tosus on Daf Tes and put it over here.
Two different.
And we have the third Balei HaTosus found in the Maram Chalva, which is missing in Shas. Mm-hmm. We don't have that Tosus anywhere in Shas. Even in Pesachim, we don't have that Tosus.
Right.
We find there's a Tosus Harosh in which we find that Maram Chalva. Mm-hmm. I'm not mistaken, within Pesachim, but not in the Tosus on the page.
Isn't it a little unusual that the print in the same Masechta, two different Balei
HaTosus? No. What's unusual is that we're not given names. Okay, but that even that's not that unusual. No. There were schools of Balei HaTosus, and over here, you're dealing with options of Chilukim, and so we have, rather than having within the same Tosfos, it's simply Tosfos over here saying, Ayem B'daf Tes, it's where I discussed it all. So here we have a different approach to the same issue, rather than dealing with the issue, with the concept of d'oraisa d'rabbanan, deals with the concept of ba'ava, what over here. And so again, it solves certain problems, doesn't solve other problems.
Another question in the world of d'oraisa, I think this Tosfos here is the only region we saw that kind of stuck with d'oraisa, this is really the d'oraisa, right?
To say it's a din d'oraisa, the only Tosus we've seen up to now, I'm sending you to a Tosus in Baba Kama where you'll see it as well.
Isn't it strange to have a din of Etnan Zona if there's already a din of Arisa of Mitzvah Baba Avera?
We also have a Gemara speaks about Kol Milsa Dama Rachmana Lo Tev Adi Yavid Lo Mahani. So you can also ask, isn't it strange to have a Din Vesra Esdan Zona if we have Yavid Lo Mahani? What would be added within the world of Esdan Zona, which is not found in Mitzvah Baba Avera? So Tosfos. Rashi of. It's a good question. Let me think about it. Okay. Not sure. Okay, I put a page of Mar Makomos on the table. I don't know if you all have. That what we'll be moving to next time is basically in the Shitos of the Ri, Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rambam. We have over here a Tosfos Dibur Maskil Ki Yakriv Mikem, which deals with the world of pre-Yeyush. What is the issue in terms of being makriv a korban before there was yayush, and we'll see Tosus reverts to a gemara of ish ki yaktish es beis al kodesh, and then the Tosus hakanya bi yayush, which deals with the question: okay, we have let's say we have a lulav hagazel. Let's say, in other words, how long does this lulav remain a lulav hagazel? If a painting was stolen in the Holocaust, right, and it's already gone through, was sold to Museum A, Museum B, Museum C, how long does it have a shame gazul in terms of the world of Avera, in terms of mitzvah haba b'Avera? We have very, very clear dinim within dinim mamonos. In other words, in terms of what rights the owner has to this object, post-yeyush, post-yeyush and shini Hashem, post-yeyush and shini Rishus. What about the world of mitzvah haba b'Avera? How long is this going to last? Because we see over here that it appears that mitzvah b'aveira applies even beyond the world of dinei mamonos. So we're going to see machlokas the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. That machlokas is mentioned over here, but it's fleshed out in two Tosfos. One in Baba Kama on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph that I sent you to, and also the Sefer HaYashar. There's another Tosfos. If you want, you're welcome to look in Gittin on Daf Nun Hei. But I didn't send you there. And then, taking these concepts of the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam, applying them to that which is brought over here in Masoras HaShas, Brachos Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, which was the first mention of Mitzvah Haba Baveira in Shas. How does it impact over there? The Mishnah and Brachos and Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, in terms of Zimun on Tevel. And then the Shita of the Rambam. The Shita of the Rambam, there's a famous Reb Chaim Mipi Hashmua, that's brought in the Rishimos of Rav, Rabbi Reichman, Rishimos of the Rav, but in three places, in Baba Kama and Daf Samach Zayin, in Brachos and Daf Mem Hei, and in, there's a whole Kuntras here in Sukkah, which I was printed first, on Amitzah Baba Avera. So we'll basically spend our time next time within the Rishonim, in terms of the Pratim of Mitzvah Baba Avera, and then afterwards we'll move over to the Sugya of Yitzhak and the Sugya of the Avankari and Karkein and Exela. Okay. We'll return to regular.